The Reaper virus.
It's what's for Armageddon.
Document number 557820. Location, Coon Rapids, Minnesota, United States of America. Latitude 45.17309. Longitude -93.304403.
Dear human, I guess if you're reading this, it means you still had to be human. Unless, of course, those rotting meat bags learn to read. If you are human, I do have a question for you. Did we win? Not that it really much matters to me, I suppose. Those undead bastards probably tore the flesh from my bones long before you started reading this. This letter probably will be the only proof that I ever existed. Well, let's start with the basics. My name is Biff Stonewall. I've been a happily married man for 32 years and have been employed at the plate shop up on the road for 34 years. Both my shop and my house should still be standing when you read this. Both of them were made when people knew how to make things right. It's funny, though, you could say the same thing about the zombies outside now. God, he made them good. He made them right. My wife is the best woman that I've ever known. Not overly pretty, but one hell of a good cook. I'll take a good meal over good looks any day. I put a bullet in her head about 10 minutes ago. Her note is sealed in a jar across from mine. It's on the end table next to her favorite chair. It's directly across from mine in that mason jar. She used them to make the best jelly in the country. I think of my two kids. Their names are Megan and George, if you happen to see them. I hope they're okay. I think they are. Their college is located about 3 miles from a National Guard base. Not like us out here. When the first zombies came, all we did was just turn off the lights and hide. That fooled the walking corpses for a while. Like I said, God made them right and gave them one hell of a sense of smell. They must have sniffed us out, and I don't think zombies have much use for any other sense. With all of my guns and ammo, me and Molly, that's my wife's name, easily fought them off the first 2 nights. The third night, so many of them came that we barely managed to keep them away. When the sun rose, the whole lawn was littered with dead zombies. But we knew, even more would come tonight. We talked about what we did this morning over coffee, and it didn't take that long to reach our decision. I don't believe God will see our suicide as a sin, considering the other choice. Still, we prayed on it just the same. Well, that about does it for me. Just need to sign this and seal it up tight in the mason jar. Then it's off to meet my God in the glory land. Hey, if you are human, you're welcome to help yourself to whatever you can find in my house. There still should be plenty of ammo lying around. The rest of my guns and ammo are in the den. It's down the hall, last door on your left. My wife should still have a large amount of canned food in the cellar. You'll be missing a treat if you don't try her jelly. I think the strawberry one is the best. Well, best of luck to you. See you with God. Yours, Biff Stonewall. P.S. Could you do me and my wife a favor? If there isn't too many of those zombie bastards around, that is. Bury us up on top of the hill that you see from the kitchen window. I know I'll be with God by the time you read this, but please take what the zombies don't eat and bury it.
Document number 668521. Location, Greenhithe, Kent, England. Latitude, 51.450299. Longitude, 0.278389. Transcription of a 20th century audio tape.
It'd be so much easier without the noise. On and on it goes. That same strangled gasping. You hear it on the recording, don't you? I'm sure that soon I'll go mad. Wouldn't you? Not in a melodramatic sense, but actually, medically, insane. I'm finding it increasingly difficult to concentrate. My mind keeps wandering. I cannot afford to have this happen. I do not have much tape left in this old recorder. I expect this to be my epitaph, as there will be nobody to bury me or say any words for me. This does not upset me as much as it once would, seeing as nobody is being buried lately. You see, since the dead began to rise, there's been little cause for funerals. Ah. Oh God, how did it all go wrong? Are we so arrogant that you feel the need to wipe us out? It would not surprise me. No. I've got to focus. Time is short. I know. My name is Hector Williams. I was, am, a vicar. Even now, with the abominations walking through the streets, feeding on whatever poor soul they can find, making that same poor soul as they are, still, I must keep my faith. Such a fragile thing, faith. I never lost mine. After my accident, after my wife deserted me, when the world gave up hope, still, I believe. I will not go into details of how they first appeared, how the governments of the world thought they could cope, how people were unprepared for geographical infestation. Whoever finds this tape already knows that. Oh, how I wish the noise would stop. I would shut the door if I could. You see, I had an accident 3.5 years ago. I was left wheelchair-bound with only the use of my left hand. My wife could not cope with my disability. I forgive her. She came from a religious family, and although it pains me to say this, although I've known it in my heart for many years, I feel she married me for the status. The wife of a priest in a small town could be considered something of a boon. I bear her no malice.
Shut up! Dear Lord, spare me the noise. I cannot bear it.
After my wife left me, the townsfolk have been ever so helpful. Mrs. Davis moved in to assist me, as I am virtually helpless. It seems that fate has a sense of humor. Dear sweet Mrs. Davis, my helper, my soulmate, will be, in the end, my death. My time is short, that I know. Mrs. Davis could not cope with the horror enveloping the world. She has lost her family to this. This. I do not know how to describe it. Onslaught. The screams from outside are terrifying, to say the least. Knowing that they're dead and desire nothing more than to feast on our flesh is enough to unhinge anyone. Mrs. Davis could not go on. Her faith left her, no matter how hard we prayed. 4 days ago, she kissed my forehead and told me she was sorry. She had been bitten. She walked into the other room. That was the last time I spoke to her. 4 days without food or water. I'm sitting in my own excrement. Cramps rack my body. Still, the gasping continues. Mrs. Davis has sealed my doom. Starvation is not what scares me. You see, the poor woman hanged herself in the next room. But because of what is happening, she has returned as one of them. Her choked gas torment me without end. When the sun shines through the curtains, I can see her shadow kicking. Also, I hear the creak of the light fixture she obviously hanged herself from. It will not hold. Soon the fitting will fail, and Mrs. Davis will find me, in my wheelchair, unable to defend myself. I know I'm to be martyred. That is the reason for the tape. I ask forgiveness. Whoever finds us here, I pray they end us, before we end them. Please, if you're listening to this tape, I'm sorry. I pray to God that I will not know what I'm doing.
Document number 077600, location Hindrum, Vanviken, Norway, latitude 63.589882, longitude 10.414421. 21st June. My wife Tina went on a business trip. She'll be gone for 3 days. The kids are on a field trip with the school. We'll come home in 5 days. It's our vacation soon, so I drove out to the cabin as usual, told Tina. She'll come directly to the cabin when she's finished with her business meeting. Made an arrangement with the teacher. The kids will be dropped off here, too. It gets lonely out here. 22nd June. Took a long walk in the forest today. Thought I saw someone, which is quite weird, since this is the only cabin for miles. Maybe someone camping or just hiking. Found an injured boy on trail. Tried to help him. The boy attacked and bit me. I stumbled away into the woods to escape him. Nothing serious. Couldn't find the boy later. Reported the incident to the sheriff. Really need some inspiration for my new painting. Watch the news. Weird reports about several people being declared dead and autopsied while still alive in different parts of the country. 23rd June. My arm hurts like hell. We'll take a trip to the doctor in the nearest town. Came back from the doctor. She said it was only a superficial bite wound. Gave me a rabies shot and a vaccine just in case the boy was a carrier of the latest virus everyone is afraid of. Told me to call if it gets worse. Doctor seems scared. I can't wait for Tina to get home. She always makes me chicken soup when I'm sick. I'm sure I saw someone on the road from my living room window. I think it was the boy. Tried to catch him without any luck. I'm so tired. 24th June. Tina called. Said the business meeting will take longer than expected. She'll be delayed one day. My arm is much worse. I feel terrible. Called the doctor. She said it was normal to have side effects from the shots she gave me. I think there's something she's not telling me. There's more of them. More people on the road outside. Don't know what they're doing here. Can't wait to get Tina home. 25th June. Slept far too long. Much worse than yesterday. Arm is blue. Can see my veins. Losing my voice. Can't call anywhere. Phone is out. Too sick to drive. Tina home tonight. Never realized how much I missed her. Even more people outside on the road. They just wander by as if they're lost. 26th June. Tina home yesterday. We had a fight. Bit Tina in the throat. But not too bad. Getting better. Tina fell asleep after we cleaned and bandaged her wound. I miss Tina. What have I done? Don't know what to do. Watch TV. Only snow. 27th June. Tina woke up today. She not feeling so good. Kids home tomorrow. 289th June. Kids home. Family again. Feel good. Not lonely any more.
Document number 848268. Location, Gladwin, Michigan, United States of America. Latitude 43.992741. Longitude -84.370293.
My love, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I know what I promised you, but I just can't do it anymore. I think I've stuck it out long enough. Longer than most would, I bet. The fact is, I just can't live without someone to live for. That's just who I am. I don't even know how I've survived this long. I guess I'm just lucky. Lucky? Lucky would have been if I'd have been killed, or even eaten. Then I wouldn't have had to have been around to watch everyone I love die and leave me alone. I've packed up all our memories that I could, and I'm going to put this letter with them. I really don't know if it matters, because I don't think there's anyone left to ever find this. I think it's more for me at this point, just so I know that at least we've left something behind. Our mark. I have photos in here, some souvenirs, some home movies on disc. I figure being locked up in this old-fashioned time capsule we bought at Target for the kids. God, it seems like a million years ago. And it should be okay. I really don't need to go bury it, though. I think I'll just hold on to it when I finally get up my nerve and finish myself off. I'm looking forward to being with you again. With all the evil things that gone on in this world, I really don't think hell exists anymore. It came up here to the earth. So I think when I die, I'll be leaving hell and going to heaven. I need to be in your arms once more, to feel your hands on me, to see you look at me, look into me. I need it so bad. My body is screaming for you. Honey, I'm coming soon. I know you've been watching over the kids for me. Let them know I'm coming. It's going to be the best family reunion ever. I know you've forgiven me for killing you, but to be fair, you were already dead. As you can tell, I've still got that sense of humor you loved so much. Goodbye, dead world. Hello, my love. Tammy.
Thank you.
Document number 907121. Location, Center for Disease Control, Atlanta, Georgia, United States of America. Latitude 33.748315. Longitude minus 84.391109.
My work, my dedication, my obsession. It's still there somewhere in that government-funded state-of-the-art laboratory we left behind as soon as we received the message from the outside that the situation was uncontrollable and reached complete saturation among the populace. It's probably rapidly multiplying on the many petri dishes we kept in the now-defunct refrigerators. I didn't realize at the time, at the beginning of the project, what a devastating impact this would have on the world. We've been so caught up with our work, so distracted, that we never saw the entire picture. Why watch the news or read tedious reports about outbreaks when you have the opportunity to study such a unique virus? It must seem crazy for an outsider to read this, but I was never fully conscious of the danger. It's mind-boggling to realize that my greatest discovery, no, mankind's greatest discovery, is the cause of our extinction. Ever since we had the exterminated patient zero in our possession, I can't recall a single moment I thought about my wife, my son, and my friends. There are not enough hours in a day. There weren't enough test results to satisfy my constant hunger for answers. The Reaper virus, as we affectionately call it, first as a joke, but later the media picked it up, was unlike anything we've ever seen. Such an adaptability, such speed, it was unprecedented in the scientific community, in the entire history of the world. It was almost too perfect. Can you imagine the look on our faces when we saw a patient succumb to the virus in a record time of 30 minutes? It was almost as if the virus was sentient. We observed over and over how it systematically attacked the human body with such a precision, with such accuracy. I still get the shivers when I think about it. The virus itself was very interesting, but it was the side effects that really caught our attention and interest. Reactivation of necrotic tissue, zombies, the walking dead. Incredible. As I write these words, my mind is plagued by the agonizing cries of those I could have saved if I just warned them in time. If we did something in time. Instead, we're drooling over microscopes and simulations as the world around us crumbles and slowly extinguishes into oblivion. May God forgive my atrocious crime against humanity and all human life on Earth. Signed, Dr. Jack Gordon.
Document number 009008. Location, Denmark, Hertfordshire, United Kingdom. Latitude 51.84005. Longitude minus 0.2751.
Dear Sally, I want to say I'm sorry. At first they said that we shouldn't travel. On the news they said that traveling might spread the Reaper virus. But then they said you could only get sick if you got bitten. I got confused. I don't know what they were saying anymore. There hasn't been any news for a couple of weeks. No TV, no radio, no internet, no nothing. I shouldn't have listened to what they said. They didn't know anything. I always listened too much to what other people told me to do.
You were the only one who believed that I could do things for myself. If the Reaper virus has come here, to Denmark, I reckon the sickness must be about everywhere by now. So now, I really wish that I'd come and seen you. Maybe I could have helped you out. I think about you a lot, and about how you always help me. That's what's bothering me the most, that I should have been there, for you. After all, a brother should always look out for his little sister. You know, it's not true, what I just wrote. I always told you the truth, Sally. I don't want to start lying to you now. Truth is, I was scared. I was really scared when I saw them on TV. I didn't want to go out. I saw some terrible things on the TV. What with them biting and killing and eating people, I thought, Sally's in the city with all those dead things, and I was scared. I thought that I'd be safe here on the farm. I'm so sorry, Sally. I really am. I wish I knew that you were okay. But you know, maybe it's better not knowing. I think that you're safe. I think that they would have done that. I think that they would have looked out for women on their own with children. I bet you're glad you're a single mom now. I guess you're sitting in one of those bunkers. I bet you're worried about me. Me worried about you, and you worried about me. Just goes round and round in a big circle. Life's funny. That's what you always used to say. I keep telling myself it's just a disease. There's nothing unnatural about them. But I'm scared, Sally. They look like monsters to me. You always used to make me not scared. I try and think what you'd say to cheer me up. Life's funny. I don't know what to do. I haven't got too much food left. I'll have to go out soon, and then I might meet them. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll do something else. I wish you were here to help me decide, Sally. You always help me. I love you, Sally. Your brother, Ernie. If anyone reads this who isn't Sally Earnshaw, please get a message to her. She'll be in one of those safe bunkers. Tell her that her brother was thinking about her, that he loves her, and that he's sorry he didn't try to help her.
Document number 512440. Location, Cloverdale, Indiana, United States of America. Latitude 39.522958. Longitude -86.798693.
Dear Santa, my name is Jimmy Hughes. I'm 7 years old this year, and I've been very, very good. Daddy told me this year there won't be any Christmas. Daddy says that the bad men hurting people are everywhere, and we're going to have to leave our home, so you probably won't find me this year. Santa, I know that you're busy at the North Pole with the elves, and I hope that the bad dead people aren't there to hurt you. But Santa, this year, I don't want any toys or the pony that I ask for every year. Santa, all I want is my mommy back. One of those bad dead people hurt my mommy a few months ago. Daddy was so sad, and my big sister Jenny just sat with her and cried. Mommy always told me that I had to be a big boy and not cry and be strong. But Jenny just held Mommy and screamed. I ran away in my bedroom. I know the big boys don't run away, but I didn't want to see my mommy hurt. I sat in my room for a long, long time. And then I heard Jenny scream. Daddy ran into the room and told me to get back. Daddy locked the door and broke my window and we climbed out. I asked Daddy where Jenny was, and Daddy told me that Jenny was going to stay with Mommy and that she'd be okay. And I knew that something was wrong with Jenny. I tried to run back into the house, but Daddy grabbed me and put me in the truck. We drove so far and so long. The truck ran out of gas in South Bend, and Daddy and I had to walk. This man came up to us and asked Daddy if he had a cigarette. His name was Aaron. Aaron was really nice, and he walked with me and Daddy for a long time, and we found this motel. Daddy said that we should stay there for a while,
but when Daddy opened the door, one of the bad dead people came out and bit Daddy. Aaron found a rock and hit the bad dead man with it. Daddy told me that I was going to have to go with Aaron now, and that Daddy was going to stay behind and wait for Mommy to catch up. That was 4 months ago, Santa, and now that it's almost Christmas time, I thought I'd write you and ask you if you could help Mommy and Daddy and help them find their way to me. I miss them a lot. I like Aaron, but I want my Mommy and Daddy back. Santa, I promise to be good all next year if you give me my family for Christmas. Thank you, Santa. Jamie Hughes, age 7. P.S. Since Aaron helped me to write this letter and he doesn't want to ask for anything, I want to wish for him to have his wife Annie back. Sometimes he cries more than I do.
Document number 313279. Location, Carrollton, Texas, United States of America. Latitude 32.975552. Longitude -96.890228.
Dear Jenny, you lying whore. For the past 14 years, I've had a recurring dream of the end of the world. Every night, the nightmare was different. Sometimes nuclear war, sometimes zombie infestation. Sometimes it was the titans of Greek legends, risen up again to stomp the world flat in their rage after their long imprisonment. It all started one drunken St. Patrick's Day, when I first laid eyes upon you. I'm sending you this letter now. We've been apart for 5 years at this point, and I could not be happier. As the videos started pouring in from around the world on the television and the web feeds, I knew what was happening before it started. I just knew it. I've seen it hundreds and hundreds of nights in a row. It's the end. Weeks have gone by, and it's spread everywhere at this point. So I'm sending you this letter in hopes that you get it before you're taken. And I truly hope you're taken. You left me for your new internet boyfriend. You took the car I had finally paid off after 5 years and went to be with him. I knew it had been over long before that for us. But that laundry list you left of my friends that you slept with before you walked out the door that last time, was that really necessary? They're coming up the stairs to my apartment now. I can hear them moaning. I've got my swords and my guns. I've got the will to fight for my life. So I'll stop typing now. I hope you get this before they take you. I hope you know that after all these years, I still wish you dead. And now it's going to happen. So whether I make it or not, I will happily die knowing that you're dead too. Die, Jenny. Die.
Document number 008861. Location, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, United States of America. Latitude 39.75845. Longitude -105.080499.
I want my mommy. I can't find my mommy. I'm scared. I want to go home, and I want my Annie doll. It's cold and raining, and I hear scary noises from the scary people in the nighttime all around me. Why did Mommy leave me? What did I do wrong? Why hasn't Mommy come back? Did the scary people drag her away? Mommy always said that if I was lost or scared to find a policeman, but they all look like the scary people. Mommy! Mommy, where are you?
Times have come, but now they're gone. The love of two is one. Here, but now they're gone. The seasons don't feel me.